Hi and welcome back. This is episode number 264. Today I am being interviewed by Janet Johnson of the Business Growth Time podcast. Janet asked me a range of questions that general business people really want to get their head around. So there's value in having a listen to this while the tables are reversed and I'm helping people with the concept of outsourcing. I hope it provides value, you know, and I certainly enjoy getting out there and discussing the outsourcing, which I'm obviously very passionate about. So if you want any of the show notes, of course, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/264. This podcast is brought to you by Payoneer, the leading global B2B payment solution for the outsourcing industry. If you're a BPO or freelancer or have outsourced staffing, then Payoneer makes sending and receiving international payments super simple, quick, secure, and of course, low cost. They have some fantastic features which have been designed specifically for the needs of this industry. You can easily manage payments between your clients, staff, and suppliers across multiple currencies and international bank accounts. Payoneer help make outsourcing easy, so consider them now. And if your BPO, clients, or suppliers aren't already using Payoneer, then ask them why not. For a limited time, Payoneer is offering a $50 bonus if you sign up now. So go to register.payoneer.com/OA or go to our website and we will have links there.
Hey, it's Terry Bain. We're back with another fun episode of Business Growth Time. Today, we're joined by Derek Gallimore of Outsource Accelerator. We're going to talk about outsourcing in the Philippines. But before we introduce Derek, let's say hello to my good pal, longtime friend, the lovely, the talented, the one and only Facebook maven, Janet E. Johnson. How are you, Janet?
Good. Where's the E? What's the E stand for today?
It's going to stand for everything because that's about all I can think of right now is everything. Could stand for entertainment because of the meeting that I had last night. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Entertainment. Okay. We always have an E. So I'm like, wait, he skipped the E. Where's the E?
Maybe we are out of practice. Holy cow. It's been a month.
Yeah, we haven't actually done a podcast interview. We batched so many at once that we did, like, I don't know, 8 in a row, and we were so ahead that we kind of took our summer off. So, Derek, welcome. You are the first one we've interviewed here for about 2 months, actually. So, yeah, we're out of practice a little bit, so bear with us, bear with us.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm excited to be your first after
a little break. You know, summer's tough. Summer's tough. When I live in Minnesota, Terry's in Michigan, so we only get this much summer. So right. We have to take advantage of it. Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, welcome, Derek. I appreciate you coming on. I love this topic. It's such a topic for me, outsourcing in the Philippines, because I have, like I mentioned to you, I've been doing this for some time. My virtual assistant, my graphic designer, both in the Philippines. So I'm looking forward to talking about this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me. Super excited to talk about
this. I am too, definitely. Let me give you a proper intro and then I'm going to let you take it. So Derek, you are a serial entrepreneur who has experienced the fullest highs and lows of entrepreneurial roller coaster. Yeah, Terry and I are with you. He has built multi-million dollar property portfolios, has bootstrapped a $20 million business and seen it all come tumbling down only to rebuild it again. Derek has lived and worked in 5 countries and traveled through dozens more. He has embodied remote, online, and international work since 2008, well before the phrases were even coined. Derek has been outsourcing in the Philippines since 2011 and believes that outsourcing is one of the most potent and transformative business tools available today. As a result, he founded Outsource Accelerator, which is the Alibaba of outsourcing, provides the gateway for businesses to connect with outsourcing suppliers. Like, once again, welcome, Derek. I'm super excited to talk about this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Janet. And thank you, Terry, as well, for inviting me. And just, I get really excited about this topic. So, where would you like to start?
Well, how did you get into doing that in the first place? How did you go, outsourcing in the Philippines?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of my previous businesses was hospitality based in central London. And it occurred to me quite early on that we needed 24/7 customer support, sales support. And it just, you know, very clearly wasn't available in London. It's too expensive. No one wants to work 24 hours anymore or overnight. So a business friend of mine suggested I went to the Philippines, and not physically, but just looked for staffing in the Philippines. And very quickly, I realized that this was a good source for staffing. I got my first staff member there within sort of maybe a month or 6 weeks of looking. That was in 2011. And between then and about 2016, I built the Manila office up to about 70 or 80 people then to basically run the back end. But then it worked up the value ladder, and we did everything there from marketing to sales to management to HR, business strategy. It really climbed the value ladder, and we basically then ran eventually our London company mostly from Manila, Philippines. That was the start.
Wow. Very interesting. So you ended up, so how does your company work? I mean, I'm curious on that because, like I said, I've found Philippines, and I recommend How to Find Philippines, but there's the two questions with this. And then I have found some Philippine workers can be just tremendous, and others, like I've had some ones that have worked for me for over a year and they just disappear off the face of the earth.
So you've
probably heard of that. So if you want to touch on those points too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, so just to, I suppose, clarify, that was my previous business. Now my business that I'm doing is Outsource Accelerator, and that is basically helping people such as yourselves navigate the outsourcing market and all of the outsourcing. There's a lot of different flavors out there, a lot of different types of outsourcing, so we help you navigate that. Look, the way I like people to think about outsourcing is really just the same as employment. And there's a lot of different types of employment. There are, you know, there's project work, there's full-time employment, there's part-time employment, there's contract work. And really, it's no different with outsourcing. It is really just offshore employment. So a lot of the sort of fundamentals that you find in general employment can also apply to offshoring or outsourcing, you know. And so unfortunately, there are some bad eggs in terms of, potential candidates or employees that you get, but that is the same all over the world. And, just have to be careful with the processes. And it is slightly heightened because of the fact that you're in different countries, but that's also why we are here and, you know, the outsourcing suppliers to help smooth the ride for you a little bit.
Got it. So with your outsourcing, do people work through you or do you help them line up with somebody and then they go on their own? Or is it through you? How does that work?
So we are like staff augmentation where we formally employ the candidate on your behalf, so they're within a sort of proper legal entity in the Philippines. They are fully compliant, all the government taxes, their health insurance is all paid for. They go to work in an A-grade office. They have colleagues. So we very much normalize the kind of employment and the work environment so that all they need to do is just concentrate on your deliverables and your task for your organization. Everything else is taken care of, right from, of course, the HR recruitment, employment, all of the hardware, internet, the safe and friendly and enjoyable work environment with colleagues. And then so it's just down to business in terms of their relationship with you and kind of building the processes for your particular organizational needs.
So you've vetted them already.
Yeah. We do like first round, we obviously source candidates according to your job description, your requirements. And then we source them. We do first round vetting, and we can do references, of course, and then we can introduce them to you, a short list. You can then do obviously interviews, you can give them tests, and then you onboard the candidates that are suitable for you.
So then do you already have like a specific bench full of professionals, or do you go out and find them per project, or is it a combination?
It's a combination. Yeah. Generally, if suppliers have a lot of people on the bench, you have to sort of ask why and where they've come from. It often is best if people are sourcing specifically for your needs, according to your job description. But if it's a more common role, such as customer service or content or creative, then they're probably going to be faster turnover, and we're going to have some on hand. Whereas if it's something a little bit more unique, like a certain profession, a lot of years of experience, then you really have to go out to the market for that. And that then just takes a few weeks, like it would in any normal recruitment process.
Interesting. So what is the average cost per, what would, like, for instance, I have a VA, so a virtual assistant, and we get help with our podcast, of course. So we do the podcast, we can send it there. She's been with me 3-4 years. She's going to be listening to this because
right. Joanne. So you better have that right. Yay. You better act like you know.
I know, it's terrible. Yeah. I lose the years, but anyway, and so she's working with me. So somebody like that, what kind of, or even graphic design or web development. I mean, just a range of what, because you said you're saving obviously from the US.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and this is obviously one of the key motivators, is you're saving pretty serious money here, but as well it's the availability. There's 110 million people in the Philippines. There's about 650,000 graduates every year, and there's just an incredible, highly qualified and very eager, very loyal workforce here. But generally we suggest you can save about 70% all in. So there's obviously, in the US you have a salary, then you have all the government contributions, and then you have the office costs and all of the sort of add-on costs. When you compare like for like, it would be 70% savings generally. So it's really, really significant. If you want to put a few figures to it, base salaries, so if you're just looking at the base salary, it would be somewhere between about 500 US per month up to about 1,000 US per month, pretty much for, these are college graduates. The 500 a month would be kind of 2 to 3 years post grad, and then up to $1,000 a month you would start to get senior management, you would start to get professional, like accountants and like mid-level accountants for that, web designers. So you get a really good range between about $500 and $1,000 a month. Now that's the base salary. And then there are the facility costs on top, and of course the employment and government contributions, which can often add up to about another $500 or $600 per month. But it's still an incredible opportunity for both sides, everyone in the US and Philippines.
Yeah. Well, I think, when I recommend people, so that's the cool thing, is like, I get asked, like I said, all the time, but then a lot of people, what happens is they use some people and they figure it out, but it doesn't work for them. So I think I really like how it's vetted with you. You know what I mean? Like, you're in control of them. You're the third party that helps. You're there, which helps. They're in your office. So I think that makes a big difference, and definitely would help for sure.
For sure, yeah. It can sometimes be, for the smaller businesses, a big leap, but getting someone full-time and dedicated, and also getting someone that comes into an office, so it's, obviously, it's professionalized and they have a routine. It just kind of, ensures success really versus, you know, a lot of people start out on Upwork or Freelancer or Online Jobs PH, and you can sometimes, it can just be a little bit disappointing, and then people are a little bit tainted by it and they say the whole thing doesn't work.
Exactly.
And, you know, unfortunately, it can be two steps forward and then two steps backwards, and we can really sidestep all of that. You get one or two, you know, successful onboardings, and then there's no stopping our clients. You know, very, very soon people are building up to 10 or 20 or 30 staff because they just can't believe the incredible quality and opportunities in outsourcing in the Philippines.
I got
absolutely down a rabbit hole while you were talking. When you said 110 million people, I was like, wow, I always thought the Philippines was kind of small in terms of geographical size, right? So now all of a sudden I'm like, all right, well, how big is it? Well, it's 300,000 square kilometers. Okay, so the United States is over 9 million, right? So one third the amount of people in a size that's half the size of Texas. Texas is 600,000 square kilometers. It's like, wow, no wonder there's a tremendous density of folks there, right? I can see through the window behind you, there's obviously some high rises. Is Manila just kind of stacked on top of each other?
It's one of the biggest cities in the world now. I think it's sort of, you know, 22 to 25 million. I don't think they really know how many people live here. And it is one of the most dense, highly populated cities in the world. But it is, you know, the country is very disparate in that Manila is very dense, a lot of, you know, 70, 80 story buildings, and very sophisticated as well. But then they also have about 7,100 islands, many of which are, you know, just incredible deserted islands, white beaches, stunning scenery. And you know, then that is very remote and just what you would imagine of sort of a tropical paradise, really. So, yeah, there's many sides to the Philippines.
That's crazy. Awesome. Yeah, that's crazy.
So it makes it easier to live there, I would imagine, when you can hop on a boat and be at a deserted island within 45 minutes or so.
Yeah. You know, and it's never cold. You never need more than a t-shirt, which also helps.
I saw it was 81 degrees. It's, you know, 9:50 p.m. It's 81 at almost 10 o'clock. So,
yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty much 81, like, whether it's midday, midnight, or 6 a.m. It's crazy all year round.
And I suppose no humidity either, just my guess.
Yeah, well, actually it can be, yeah.
That's Do they have humidity? Okay.
That is the killer, yeah. But okay. That's why you need to get to the beaches so you can cool off.
The girl that works for me, Joanne. Hi, Joanne again.
Hi, Joanne.
She loves snow. Her biggest dream in life is to touch snow. I'm like, I wonder if there's a company that can mail her snow, because
that's a good idea.
We should send her snow as a thank you gift.
How do you do
act surprised, Joanne, when you get it? Act surprised. Exactly. We have plenty.
I think it's so odd though, because I like snow. Growing up with snow, I've been with snow my whole life. But you know, I suppose if somebody's never seen snow, you know, that's kind of different. Well, now one more, my many questions, because, you know, I'm doing this because I think this is a great opportunity for anyone. Us as a small business, I mean, I'm a very small business. I have somebody in the United States that works for me. And then I have two, but I have a third one that works on my own websites too in the Philippines. And how I've been able to afford having a full-time graphic designer. He's been with me like six years. Wow. I had a couple before that weren't, they flaked, you know what I mean? But he's stuck strong with me. And to have a full-time graphic designer and have a VA and have somebody to help me with my websites is affordable. Like I would not be able to, I'd have to charge exorbitant pricing as my agency if I was not paying the Philippines. So I think it's just such an opportunity for people. The one thing that I did when I started, though, and this is a question for you, is part-time. And I still have, some are part-time, some are full-time. Do you offer part-time, or is it always full-time because you have to bring them in the office and provide all that?
This podcast is brought to you by Outsource Accelerator. We are the world's leading outsourcing marketplace and advisory. We help big and small businesses with their outsourcing needs, and we can help you too. We cover everything from business and staffing strategy, optimal outsourcing structures, implementations, and fully managed services. If you're already outsourcing, about to start, or somewhere in between, then we can ensure that you get the best from outsourcing. That's the best prices, best terms, and of course, the best results from your outsourcing practices. We list over 700 outsourcing suppliers on our website, host this leading outsourcing podcast, and have over 5,000 pages of content. Because we span the entire market, we can ensure that you get the best deal possible. We offer everything from light brokerage, co-managed services, through to fully managed solutions. Get in touch today. Visit us at outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Mention that you're a podcast listener, and we will give you special attention plus a 10% discount. This is for a limited time only. Go to outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Yeah, look, possibly. We certainly can look at things. But again, it's a bit like employment. You generally don't find the best candidates that are hunting around for part-time jobs. So there is a little bit of a hurdle in terms of, you know, if you want the dedicated professionals, then really they start in the full-time market. Now, you know, ironically but in the Philippines, there is everything that you get in the US. So there are agencies, there are web development agencies, there are creative agencies, marketing agencies, content agencies. And, you know, what is so powerful about the Philippines is if you get a small core team in the Philippines, and then you'd say to them, look, I know you're not a web designer, but go and find one of the good agencies in Manila to build me a website. And, you know, then you have access to effectively whatever resources you would get in downtown New York, but at Manila prices. So it gets incredibly powerful when you just kind of know how to access these things. And so everything is out there, you know. And of course, there are the onlinejobs.ph and the Freelancer and Upwork. They're all out there. But you just, when you go into the gig economy, it's a little bit like, you know, going down to Central Park in New York and asking the dude with the long beard to do a bit of legal work for you. It's probably not going to end up so good as if you went to a sort of professionalized company to get it done, because there's just the, you know, there's the processes that they adhere to, and there's just more confidence in the process then. So, you know, anything's out
there. Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense. So when people, you know, if they just need a few things part-time, those would be the places to go. But then if they're ready to finally take that leap to really up their game, it would be going to a company like yours. Yep, that makes a lot of sense. Okay.
But do reach out to us anyway. You know, depending on what it is, you know, we can also point you in the right direction. Yeah.
Good point. Yep. Very good point. Okay. So, I had another question in my mind. Terry, do you have anything?
I just like the process. So do you normally work with large companies for small projects? Do you work with small companies on big projects? How does someone know when it's actually time to outsource? Obviously, Janet's been doing it for a while and had tons of success because of her great virtual assistant. But what about other people? How do they know when to get into it? Why would I want to use somebody to do something? How do I know when it's time to say, I'm done trying to do this on my own, I should call Derek?
Yeah, so, you know, if you're in a small business and you're a solopreneur, or you're starting off and you're wondering when to start, I think it's all of our ambitions to really grow and scale a company. If you're kind of just working by yourself, then you're effectively in a job, but you're the boss and the employee. You know, you really sort of hit a sweet spot of a business when you start to scale the business, when you start to build in processes, when you bring people on board to execute those processes. And then eventually you can remove yourself from being sort of a critical cog in the wheel of the function of your operations. So this is all a process, again, which is natural within business. And then whether you're employing someone stateside or you're outsourcing, they're really the same. And it's going through that maturation of a sort of company growth where you start to say, look, this is too much work for me. I can bring someone on board. Then once you sort of hit that stage, you start to map the processes. You start sort of thinking about the processes, who you can delegate this work to, the sort of skills that they would need, you know, and then that's really the beginning of building a business. Now, the nice thing about outsourcing is that there is a 70% discount. So, you know, the lumps are smaller. You know, hiring people is very lumpy. It's very expensive. It's kind of scary. And also, if it goes wrong, it's a very expensive exercise. Whereas outsourcing minimizes that exposure, that risk. And it also means that, you know, if you're a sort of slightly more mature business with a few employees already, it means that you can bring on one or two or three people without so much exposure and risk. You can test a few new ideas, a few new business models, a few new activities without the sort of exposure. So, it's really good opportunity at any stage of the business.
Absolutely. I love what you said at the beginning. It's like, you know, we, as a solopreneur, you're just trading your hours for dollars, you know, when you can finally. So how I think of things is like, should I be doing this task? That's kind of how I look at things. Like, this be something I focus my time on? So for instance, the podcast, we record, we do the podcast, but then, you know, all the fulfillment, I've learned everything that I do. And then I do videos and train and show what to do. But I know if it's something that we do again and again and again and again, why not train somebody else to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I picture it, you know, there's an analogy of the rocket ship trying to get out of the ozone or the atmosphere. And it's really, really hard. There's a lot of friction. There's a lot of stuff pushing it back down to earth. And that's a small business getting going. You know, it's really hard to pass those stages. But then as you do and you get a bit of scale and you write down the processes and you have a bit of momentum behind you, then it kind of gets easier as you go into space. But also, you know, outsourcing staffing isn't just about getting the administrative work done. There's a lot of lead generation. There's a lot of sales opportunities. There's a lot of proactive things that can actually contribute towards building your revenues, which should help you get to those next stages faster.
Expand on that a little bit.
Well, you know, this is where I really challenge people to think. A lot of people that start considering outsourcing are kind of racking their brains to think of what can I possibly outsource. But I actually try and flip that around and say, you know, actually just assume that every job in your company can be outsourced. And then there will be maybe somewhere, you know, 10% of those roles that should really stay at home. You know, if you're a plumber, you kind of need to be there to fix the toilet. But every other role within a plumber's business can be done remotely. You know, and as we go, you know, we're talking now on Zoom. Everything is done in front of a computer. And you would find that generally 95% of jobs in any sector really can be done remotely. You know, that means in front of a computer. And then it doesn't matter if you are sitting in an office, you're working remotely from home, or you're in another country altogether. So you're really only limited by your imagination. We have clients that are, sitting in Manila. They are trained naval sea captains, and they are steering oil tankers around the ocean. We have people that are looking at analytics from satellites, from Danish mobile phone satellites, and they are tweaking the satellites in space somehow for optimizing mobile phone coverage. We have doctors and nurses consulting from the Philippines into the US. You know, you're just really limited by your imagination now. It's incredible what you can do over an internet connection.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Huh. Well, this is good. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that could use this. It's just like, I think what you said is, I think people really need to think hard about how they could use it, you know, and how, and I think having a call with you or something like that to kind of just work through things sounds like you kind of coach and consult a little bit on this too, so that you can work through what the needs are. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we're happy to have a chat to people and just kind of explore it. Cause it is a little bit, you know, it's a little bit scary for people. It's a little bit new, you know, you're sort of dealing with a country that is off the radar a little bit. So, you know, we can, happily have a chat to people and help them explore it.
And then you have a podcast too, correct? I saw something on your website.
We do indeed. It's called the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. I probably could have put a little bit more thought into the creativity of that, but we've
that's what about, it is.
Probably the best name ever. Good branding for you and the company. I like it.
Yeah, what it says on the label. But so we've got about 250 podcasts now. So you know, I do my best interviewing BPO, which is outsourcing owners. Or senior management, or you know, senior figures in the industry, and also some clients and people that have outsourced before, business owners and things. Across the 250 episodes, hopefully it gives people a really good insight into the opportunities in outsourcing.
Yeah. That's great. And they can just find that on your website, or where do the listeners find that?
Yeah, that's on the website, or you know, anywhere like iTunes or Spotify, or you know, anywhere that you listen to your podcast. It's the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. Yeah,
very cool, awesome. And then, where is the best? I'm sure your website, but go ahead and give your website again, so that, and then how the best place to reach you and connect with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is outsourceaccelerator.com. I almost forgot that there. And people can reach out to me direct, and that is Derek@outsourceaccelerator.com. And my name is spelled D-E-R-E-K.
E-K. Okay. Got it. And then we have to end with, what's your favorite 80s song? And we have two things to end with, actually. What's your favorite 80s song? We did throw that in at the beginning, so we have to mention it.
For sure. Lucky you forewarned me, actually, and I wrote this down, because otherwise... And I don't even know if it's 80s, but David Bowie from Labyrinth. When I was a kid, I was really into him. So I don't even know the song, but the Labyrinth song.
No. Do you know, Terry?
I remember Labyrinth, and okay. I think it's close enough. I think Labyrinth came out in between 79 and 81. So we're gonna give him full credit for it.
Full credit.
Because it was Bowie, it's 1986, 100%.
Wow. Yeah. Total 80s song. Oh, that's great.
So timeless. Totally fits. I don't know which song we're talking about still, but that's okay.
That's great. He was a different character, but yeah, an icon. But
Bowie's one of the best.
And then Derek, if our audience is listening and going, this is intriguing them, what would be a great action step for them to take next if they want to move forward with something?
Yeah, look, if people are in business, you have to look into outsourcing. You don't necessarily have to do it, but you know, you really owe it to yourself, because the world is globalizing, the world is changing really quickly, and you've got to stay competitive and got to take advantage of these opportunities. So, you know, check us out, check out outsourcing generally, and just see whether it's right for you and your business. On our website, we also offer 3 free quotes. So just go to our website and, you know, plug in a little bit of information, or just contact us, and we can give you very accurate insight into costs for your business.
That's great. Very good. Very good. Awesome. Well, thank you. I'm glad we did this call, and it will be, well, because we are all caught up, you're going to be pretty quickly, probably in about 2 weeks, that this will go live. Awesome. Any last thing, Terry?
No, I feel like I learned a lot, and you know, I'm kind of thinking about what are the tasks that I do all the stinking time that take up too much time that I shouldn't be doing. So, and I think that's probably the way most of us should think about it. I think the two of you really queued that up nicely. So, you know, hopefully, Derek, you get a couple of calls as a result, right? Some of Ernie reaches out and says hello.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's delegate. Let's delegate this stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. Awesome. Well, and then you can find all of our past podcast episodes at businessgrowthtime.com/blog or /podcast, either one. And then we also have a Facebook group, businessgrowthtime.xyz, and you can takes right to the Facebook group. So thanks again, Derek, and we will chat with you guys soon. Have a good one.
That was Janet Johnson of the Business Growth Time podcast. If you want any of the show notes, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/264. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.